Next up is Traviata, and it sounds like she's very excited to sing. Check it out!
How it happens, I don't care if it's raining or what I wear. I know today is taking me where I'm meant to be. Doesn't matter where I go with my bowling shoes and rock star phone. I'm waiting for a friend to call or the rain to fall. Life goes by. Who knows why? I can't wait for the world to spin. I can't wait to be happening. Ooh, what's it gonna say? Shining like the sun. I can't wait. I can't wait.
Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum.
Everybody has their day where things just seem to go their way. An angel's gonna smile on me when it's meant to be. 'Cause anything possible, no matter how incredible. You never know who I might meet on this crowded street.
Life goes on like a song.
I can't wait for the world to spin. I can't wait to be happening. Ooh, what's it gonna take? I can't wait for the time to shining like the sun. I can't wait. Ooh, I haven't got forever, and I haven't got all day. Oh, I don't want my world to stay the same. So where's that magic moment to carry me away?
So, unfortunately, I had to start off being kind of the naggy judge. but you see, if she had like submitted one before or one after, it wouldn't be me that would be the naggy judge. It would be either Zell or Jeffers. But it just happened to fall here, so I get to be the naggy.
I was okay with it, but you know. Anyway.
Yeah, he was more okay with it. So, you really, really are walking on a borderline with this one, as to the acceptability of it for this theme, and this really could have gotten you disqualified. Because, yes, this is from the Lizzie McGuire TV soundtrack, but it's more of a Hilary Duff song that was on the soundtrack to promote her singing career beyond the TV show.
Well, I mean, it was on the soundtrack before her album.
But, I mean, if you look at the other things, because I actually looked up the whole thing, because when I looked it up, it said it was a Hilary Duff song. So I had to look up and find the CD it was on. And I mean, if you look at the other things that are on the soundtrack, clearly they are not songs written for the Lizzie McGuire TV show. I mean, heck, one of them was by the Jackson 5.
ABC.
Yeah, ABC was on there. So this song kind of defeats the purpose of what this theme was about. And you really should have asked us about it. This was one of those times where the big red underlying thing, please check with us for questionable things, was kind of, because this is a stretch. But we talked about it, and we are going to let it through. We're not disqualifying you. But this is just kind of a, like a general note to everyone. Like, this is what we mean with those kind of like could get you disqualified type of things, borderline type of stuff. It's dancing on the line. It's doing a little like merengue on the line.
Yeah, it's not easy.
But since it was sung by the actress that played the character on the soundtrack, we're letting it slip. Just be careful with stuff like this. So anyways, on to the actual critique. That was like disclaimer within the episode. Okay. So now that's taken care of. This was very Hilary Duff, which might not be a good thing here because it's so weird. Traviata, I love your voice when you're being all poppy on a song that isn't supposed to be poppy because it makes it very different and fresh almost and very personal to you. But when you're singing an actual pop song, it's a bit, and this is going to sound horrible, but you sound like a cookie cutter pop star, like a someone just like said, hey, you're a pop star, like a Jessica Simpson or a Mandy Moore or something like that. There's nothing wow or special about this that jumps out at me like some of the other things you've done in the past. I mean, this is so your style, but I think this style works better for you when you're adapting something to it rather than just fitting into it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
I think it does. I believe it does.
Yeah, it makes. Jeffers.
Okay. I kind of have to disagree with Ambie on this one because I really like this, despite the song being questionable. Well, first note I had down was I'm not a huge fan of this backtrack because I've heard it before. The beats sound kind of funny, but that's just me getting a little nitpicky. I thought this was a good song choice for your style, and like Hilary Duff, this is like a perfect match for your style and voice, I thought. And I like the little liberties you did here and there. In my opinion, it made the song your own because I know the song pretty well.
That could possibly be some of it for me because I do not know this song at all. I know like little bits and pieces, but not enough to know where she took a liberty.
Because like she made a big note change in the bridge that gave it a bit more power than the original, which brings me to my next note, that I actually like your version better than Hilary Duff's version. It was vocally stronger than Hilary Duff's version. Mixing-wise, the chorus, the music got a little loud, and that's another thing I don't like about this backtrack, because I heard someone else sing this song, and that same place the backtrack drowned you out a little bit. And the auto-tune in this was a little much. Yeah, don't be using too much auto-tune in a singing competition, unless it's for that blatant, obvious effect on certain parts of the song. But if it's not, and for the whole song, please keep auto-tune not at all, please. But other than that, I thought this was really good. I like this a lot, Traviata. Zell?
I think I know this song. That's my first note. There's a section I recognize, and then it just changes completely. I'm like, okay, never
mind. Yeah, I felt the same way. Like, the chorus sounded familiar, but the verses sounded completely foreign to me.
Well, no, for me, there was something in the intro that sounded familiar, and then after that, I couldn't really figure it out. Did she do the bumps, or was that the backtrack?
That's her. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Her bum. I liked her bums better than Hillary's, too.
I like the bums. That doesn't sound right, but yeah.
I like bums.
Chester A. Bum. All right. I have to agree that backtracking was a little distracting with the strumming, at least in the intro it was. Jeffers mentioned autotune, and I did have a quick note about that. Don't use autotune if you don't have to, because autotune makes me iffy. That's why I can't listen to Glee music. but I thought this was very Hilary Duffish.
We're all agreed on that. Hilary Duffish.
and I think it works for you because you are our pop person. I want to say you're our pop princess for the competition, but I'm not quite sure if that's nice or not. But yeah, I liked it.
Okay, are we done?
Yeah.
Done.
And the next Disney tween up next is Sharp Cookies.
Na 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 na, na na na, yeah. You are the music in me. You know the words once upon a time make you listen. There's a reason.
When you dream, there's a chance you'll find a little laughter or happy ever after. Your harmony to the melody, it's echoing inside my head. A single voice above the noise, and like a common thread, you're haunting me. When I hear my favorite song, I know that we belong. Oh, you are the music in me. Yeah, it's living in all of us, and we started here because you are the music in me. Na 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 na, oh, na 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 na,
yeah yeah yeah.
You are the music in me. It's like a new you before we met. Can't explain. Above the noise, and no, I'm not alone. When I hear my favorite song, I know that we belong. Yeah, you are the music in me. Yeah, it's living in all of us, and it brought us here because, oh, you are the music in me.
Sharp Cookies has the music in me. I mean her. Anyway, this is
seen you, Jeffers. I didn't know that. That's where we kept music. Now was in Jeffers.
I love music now. So this was Sharp Cookies singing "You Are the Music in Me," from High School Musical 2. So Cookies, a self duet again. This was a risk. And it was okay for me, but I'll get more into the self duetting part later. For the most part, Cookies, I thought this was all right, but it wasn't your best. I at first note I have down was good job, Cookies, for doing harmonies, because you, I know you don't really do them that much and you have trouble. And some of them sounded off, like the first one sounded a bit clony for me in the first verse, but I like the one in the second verse much better. Let's see, next page. You missed a whole line in, I think it was the second verse. It was
right before the backing track vocal additions came in.
Yeah,
I don't know what the line was, but I know what you're talking
about. I have
about.
It down as, "Oh, you're singing to me." I don't have the time
for that. Oh, you're singing to me.
Yeah, you missed that line. Jeez, I'm like the lyric police tonight. So yeah, the music and the backtrack and the background singers drowned you out when they came in. Because I liked it more when the backtrack was softer than when they started drawing you out. Then it sounded more and more sketchy for me. I thought your high notes were fairly good, although the second verse had its flat moments. For the most part, I liked your Gabriella much more than Troy. your Gabriella was more melodic sounding, and it sounded like you were using better breath support, while Troy sounded a lot harder for you to hit the notes, mm-hmm. despite being lower, yeah. and it sounded forced and a bit talky, I guess. So, I don't know if doing a self-duet was a good choice on this song, but I did like your Gabriella parts a lot on this song. So, Zell?
I can't say which parts I liked better because I don't know who the crap is singing.
Oh dear.
Let's see. The harmonies were on and off for me. Like, some of them were good, some of them were off. I don't know if this is me or not, but was there panning for the two voices, or was one lower than the other?
I didn't hear panning, but yeah, I would have
okay, to. Okay, because one of the voices sounded lower for me compared to the other one. A little before 2:20, it started to get a little messy for me. Around the beginning, there were some flat parts, from what I could guess. Again, I don't know this movie at all.
We gotta get you some DVDs of these. Mm-hmm. Rent you some. High school
musical, though. We have the DVDs here at the house. I just stray away from them.
Dude, just Zell. Go get them.
It won't take you long.
They're not that long, though. No.
Yeah.
Am I going to kill my IQ?
No.
No, they're really not that bad.
They're cute.
Done.
Okay. So, cookies. My first note was the first harmony was weird, and it kind of transferred to all the harmony lines. It wasn't that all the harmonies were completely wrong. It was some of them started off and then became right, or started right and then became wrong, but there was a little flaw somewhere, usually in the pit, like going pitchy with one of the lines. And it was mainly, I think, on your Troy lines. Your Gabriella lines sounded fine, but your Troy lines just didn't seem to work very well with Gabriella. They didn't mesh. I really don't think this was a good pick for you, because when the harmonies were off, it was like harmony train wreck in the few parts. When it got there, it just didn't work for me at all. And then there were parts when I think you were just making some things up, because there was one, and I didn't write it down, there was one part when I did not know what was going on. There was all of a sudden magically like this track I've never heard, this like vocal line I've never heard before. I think it was like a Gabriella line somewhere in the group vocals. I was like, I don't think I've ever heard Gabriella sing that before. Is that part of it? I don't know. Really don't know. And then definitely with Troy, especially towards the end, I heard some straining in your voice for the notes, which is weird because I've always liked you, I think, a bit better in your mid to lower range than your higher range. So I was a little sad when you were straining in that zone. And
I have to agree.
And then I just don't think this was a good, it was a risky one. And it's one of those risks that's either is going to be awesome or going to be kind of a disaster. And I think this was more towards the disaster side than the helpful side, this risk.
It's a hard theme. Despite being Disney Channel, it's a hard theme. So, are we done?
Done.
Omi Pride 09, you're up next.
Life is like a hurricane here in Duckburg. Race cars, lasers, aeroplanes, it's a Duckler. You might solve a mystery or rewrite history. DuckTales, woo! Every day they're out there making DuckTales, woo! Tales of daring, do bad, ain't good luck tales. Danger! Watch behind you, then stranger, how to find you. What to do, just grab onto some DuckTales, woo! Every day they're out there making DuckTales, woo! Tales of daring, do bad, and good luck tales, woo! Not ponytails or cottontails, but DuckTales, woo!
All right, and that was Omi Pride 09 with DuckTales, the theme song, our first take of the, our first double of the night. I'm sorry.
And with such a broad theme, I was really hoping for no doubles with this one.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
The most obvious thing for me was it's the TV version, aka the short 1 minute version. If that was the case, I would have liked you to have done Darkwing Duck, but. Okay, at 40 seconds and 46 seconds, you are topping. I don't know if it's the harmonies and somewhere later the main vocals, you were off time. Some of the harmonies felt a little clone-ish. I like the ahs in the background, the ahs under the vocals.
Yeah.
I have that down.
And I think you have the right harmonies for the woohoos. I still think it's missing a little lower one, but I might be delusional on that. But yeah. Ambie?
See, the harmonies, where did that come from?
The harmonies of Omi.
The harmonies and your harmony mastery really aid you so much here, because hearing this helps me understand more what was missing before. Because before I was kind of like, something's not right here. But now I understand, now I get it. It was like a light bulb moment. Are the ahs of the original song, or was that an Omi touch?
I can't remember.
I have no idea.
If they weren't, it was a really nice decision to put them in Omi. And if they were, it was still a nice decision to keep them then. Mm-hmm. Because it really added this great thing to it. And I think it did need still a little more oomph behind the performance Omi, but it was honestly not that bad. One small thing that was a big thing for me that I really, really liked, and this is such a subtle thing that most people probably miss it, the fact that you made it basically two versions singing, there was that slight overlap in the middle section there with like the danger out to find you, because that's how it sounds in the original.
Oh.
That slight overlappiness to it. And I actually liked that small attention to detail that just kind of added this, I guess, like, reminiscence of my childhood thing.
That's good for pointing it out. I was going to say something bad about it, but if that's in the original, good job.
I'm pretty sure that's kind of how it went in the original.
Save my back on that one.
I want to say that it was basically, like, two parts. Like, it was, like, harmony part one and part two, so it was supposed to be, like, two people singing in the original, I think. That was something that stood out to me, because I kind of remember that. And there was a little bit of noise at the end of your clip you should have cut out. It was like microphone jumble noise. But other than that, this was pretty hot. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay. Omi, this was nice too. I agree with them. I really like your ahs and your harmonies. What have they not covered? I thought you could have had a little bit more energy. It was good, but it could have been a little bit farther. It was kind of like your pipeline song from last week, where it was good, but could have been a little bit better. But
Powerline, you mean? Did you just call him Pipeline?
I know. What's the name?
Like we're in Alaska.
I don't
all of
know.
A sudden?
Goofy movie song. I have no idea.
I was about to. I took like 10 seconds. I'm like, did you say Pipeline or Powerline?
I don't know. Okay, sorry. You know what I was talking about. Yeah. But I thought, when they're building up all those, I thought that part could have used a little bit more energy on that part. But for the most part, it was good. There were some parts where your line came in a little slow, I think, but it wasn't too bad. And the main thing that bothered me throughout in this clip was after 39 seconds, your harmony on the DuckTales, the harmony line was pretty off-synced and came in late. But other than that,
that's probably what I was talking about.
Yeah, other than that mixing issue, I like this, Omi. This is good. Yeah. Good job.
Woo!
There we go.
Just like the sound at the end of the clip.
Are you done?
Thank you for that example, Jefferson.
You're welcome.
As if mine wasn't enough. Are we done?
Yep.
Done.